We are the Pop Grillers, and this festive season, I watched 31 Die Hard derivatives. Welcome to the party, pal. It's Die Hard on Air Force One. So, imagine the walking and talking of an Aaron Sorkin script, combined with the high concept and choreographed action of 24. Sound good? Well, no need to imagine. Instead, just watch the late 90s classic, Air Force One. This is another that was on hard rotation in my youth. Thanks to Solo and Indy, especially, but I'd be remiss also not to mention The Fugitive, Ford was one of my favourite actors at this formative time, meaning even his lesser thriller fare, such as Witness and Frantic, were firm, frequent watch favourites too. Ford's cranky heroicness is perfect for President Marshall in this, especially as a former man of action, as 19 cinema liked to depict their presidents to be. Also see Bill Pullman's President Whitmore in Independence Day. Ford's outshone by Gary Oldman's fourth best villain turn of the 90s though, as terrorist ringleader Igor. Only fourth best, you say? Well, there's Zorg in The Fifth Element, Drexel in True Romance, and, of course, Stansfield in Leon. How good was Oldman in the 90s? He hit each and every performance out of the park. Yes, that's right.
Everyone!
It's a peerless, flawless run that culminates here in this accented, also classic. Air Force One may also stand as one of the earliest examples of a Jerry action star vehicle. It certainly bests Neeson's Taken or Stallone's Expendables by over a decade. Ford is in his mid-50s whilst filming. I wonder what the official age criteria is to qualify. Irregardless, at this point, he's definitely not too old for this shit. As jingoistic derivatives fare, this is amongst the top tier. Listen out for a White House pair in the coming weeks. Until then,
get off my plane!
Make sure you subscribe, because it's to your advantage not to miss all the festive treats we have in store for you. Yippee-ki-yay, movie lovers!